Matt, what do you see in this 49er defense?
They're a very experienced defense, especially in the secondary with Clemens and Harris. Lewis and Romans, they're all very experienced. And then they've got a lot of team speed on defense. And Willis definitely adds to that, and Tequila Spike. So they're a physical group with a lot of experience.
I feel the week off benefited you in your offense to get an extra week in to start in the season?
Anytime you can get out there and work on things that you feel like you're maybe a little bit deficient in, and also build on those things that you've done well, it's always good to have that week, and we were able to utilize that.
You mentioned their secondary's experience, but seeing what the Saints were able to do with them, is this maybe an opportunity for you to throw some deep passes?
We hope so. Hopefully we'll have the opportunity to do so, but you never know going in the game, and you never know from week to week how one team's going to attack you versus another team. So we're going in and with the game plan that we have, and hopefully we'll get some opportunities.
Obviously, every week you'd like to get Randy involved, but is this a situation where you'd like to get Randy more involved?
You always like to get Randy involved, and I don't really have much to do with that other than the fact that I go through my reads, and I do that, and I let the coaches really game plan and do those things that they need to do to get Randy the ball.
What do you think it's going to take to get in sync with him?
Just continue to work hard, and it'll happen. And we're still growing together, and our chemistry's still growing together, and we'll be fine.
How important is it to have the full arsenal of the running backs back this week?
Oh, it's great. With Lawrence back, the running backs have done a great job all year, and they'll continue to do that, and they give us a big lift. So it's great to have Lawrence back this week, and it'll continue to help us on the offense.
Do you always look to establish the running game first?
You're going to have to ask Coach on that one. I don't call the plays.
What kind of versatility do you, having the full arsenal back there, what kind of versatility does that give you?
It just gives us one or two more weapons when you get out there, whether it be running the ball or throwing the ball. All those guys are capable of doing both.
What's the temptation over there with Randy just to throw it up there, even if the play's not there, because he has the capability to make the play against double coverage, whatever's up there?
No, not as a young quarterback. You have to go through your reads, and you have to make smart decisions, because you start forcing into double coverage, you get into bad habits, and that's when bad plays happen. And as much as you'd like to get the ball to him as much as possible, you still have to be smart with the football, especially, like I said, as a guy that's in there and trying to make the right decisions with the ball.
What type of things have you guys been working on to improve in the last week?
I don't really want to go into specifics, but we've been working on a number of different things. I personally have been in the film room a lot, and then working on some mechanic things. So we're continuing to grow and continue to build and get better.
Matt, how much do you look forward to just getting more games under your belt, more experience?
I always look forward to playing. That's what we come in here and we work so hard during the week and throughout the off season, is to get out there on Sundays and play. So the more I get out there, the more experience, I'm sure the more comfortable I'll become.
How much team bonding do you think could take place on this trip that's, fairly unusual?
Team bonding? I don't know if we're going to get in a circle and sing Kumbaya or anything like that, but, we're going out there and we're going to play football. So that's what we're here to do, and that's hopefully what we'll do and build a lot of chemistry on the way.
You're from California. How much do you look forward to going back there?
I'm looking forward to it, but for us, it's a business trip, and so I don't think I'm going to get to really experience the California scene or get to spend as much time with my family as I'd like to, but that's part of it.
How much different is having the spotlight on you now that, you're not the backup anymore?
It's much different, especially in this regard, and then when you go out and practice, you just have to have a different level of focus, because every day you have to go out and be on top of it 100%, and the team now relies on you to be the guy that leads them into good situations.
What kind of pressure comes with that?
As much as you put on yourself, you prepare and you hopefully take the pressure off of yourself by the preparation that you have.
How much chemistry can you have with Benjamin, given that he didn't play first game, and then last week he was only in for a couple of plays? So are you guys behind him anyway? Are you further along with David Thomas?
I wouldn't say that you lose chemistry with anybody, you build chemistry. For me, I drop back, and if somebody's open, I'm going to throw them the ball. And that's really what it is. I mean, you can work on routes all day in practice, but in the game, when it comes down to it, is if somebody's either open or they're not, and you kind of go through your progressions and go through it that way.
Moss mentioned yesterday that he's seen you develop over the last two games. For you personally, having that experience, what do you think it is that you've actually developed on?
I've developed a lot in a number of different areas, and mostly I think it's just feeling the game speed and getting in there and continuing to see different looks and continue to feel how different teams are going to attack you. And then from there, building on that and really starting to study how those teams are attacking you and where you need to go on with the ball and how to improve.
He also said, you know, you have to believe in yourself first. You got the 10 weapons helping you out, but it all starts with you. How is that confidence coming along, and how much do you believe in yourself?
I believe in myself. I mean, I've never really had a lack of confidence. It's just getting out there and performing with those guys, and I'm a strong believer, and I wouldn't be in this position if the coaches and everybody else didn't have confidence in me as well, so that gives me a big boost.